For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I recently got a chance to speak with Steve Dillon. He's the chairman of the board of the National Organization of the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML.org. A couple of weeks ago, at the Normal Conference in San Francisco on April 20th, 420, the FDA decided to proclaim that marijuana had no medicinal value. I got a chance to ask Mr. Dillon about that coincidence.
What it means is that we're making a significant difference, and the government knows that. The majority of people in the United States believe that people should not be arrested for use of marijuana. A vast majority of people in the United States believe that people should be allowed to use marijuana as a medicine with a doctor's recommendation or prescription. And the government's aware of the fact that even with the national prohibition and with his Supreme Court case last June, which said the feds could still enforce the laws in states that have medical marijuana laws. Despite that, Rhode Island passed another law anyway. So I think the federal government is aware of the fact that the majority of the people in this country want change, and they do everything they can to disrupt it, such as interrupt a normal conference on 420 by raiding the place where we were going to have our fundraiser a couple years ago, or having an FDA announcement or anything else they can do to let us know they're watching, I guess.
One could observe that the pronouncements of the government are meant to prolong the their ability to go after people on the federal level. Your thoughts?
They absolutely want to hang on to the prohibition. It's a growth industry for the federal government. They keep trying to expand their control over the people and to take away more rights, I believe, in the war on drugs, just like this so-called war on terrorism that it has eroded many of our constitutional rights. And they don't want to give up that easily. When this prohibition started, we had a bunch of federal agents and government employees left over from the alcohol prohibition. And they picked something they thought would be less controversial. It was certainly a racial decision and motivated by greed and lobbying by many powerful competing interests, such as the paper and drug industries and the oil industries back in the 30s. But the government doesn't like to give up its grip and control over people. And they use fear and they use the structure of the government and forfeiture laws and drug excise tax laws and criminal laws just to kind of continue their power, and they don't like to give it up. But the fact is, it's time to do it. I don't think the government, the federal government, really has the constitutional authority to regulate marijuana on a personal level or with use with a doctor.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.